The last form of upadana, of attachment, is the attachment to the views of self, self-view. And it's important to note that it's not, it's atavad upadana, and the upadana being the clinging to the atta is a self, vada is being view, belief. Because it's only the belief in self. The self in its strictest sense just does not, it doesn't, didn't exist in the first place, so that one can't really relinquish it. You can't say let go of something that isn't there in the first place, but the belief in its existence is what we get hooked by. And we get hooked by the belief in that the reality, the kind of tangibility that somehow there is a me. I am this. I am my body, I am my feelings, I am these perceptions, and mental constructs, and consciousness. I'm something. I am, and that feeling of I am permeates, and even to say that the subtle feelings of consciousness. This is what I am. And there's a certain level of fear of, well, if I'm not that, I must be nothing, which is another sort of belief, isn't it? So that what the Buddha is always pointing to so this is what is. There is the experience of the body, there is the experience of the breath. There is the feeling tone. There, this is. There is perception there. There is the mental constructs which are either wholesome, unwholesome, whether wise or deluded. Whether exalted or mundane. But they are thoughts, mental constructs, it's consciousness, knowing. And all of that is arising and ceasing. That we don't have to prop up again, it's where we get hooked and we get stuck and we get, these are the kind of hooks that keep dragging us back into suffering. When we can allow the release, freeing the mind, I breathe in, freeing the mind, I breathe out. Freeing it from that compulsion to have to prop up a sense of I, of me, of mine. We have to formulate that idea. And we do it habitually, so it seems real enough. But as we investigate more and more deeply, more clearly, more attentively, we start recognizing that no, that's a complete addition, and it's what constellates. It gives a sort of a crystal to form the different nuances of suffering around it. All the different, it's like the sun having all the planets and asteroids all sort of revolving around it. All this happening, And that center of it is this belief in self, in self view. This is the core that creates the gravitational sphere that it all revolves around. Now that to allow to release that, to free that, allow that to not formulate, to not create this, not buy into the gravitational pull of it. So that the sense of attending to release, attending to freeing the mind, or attending to putting down the clinging, relinquishing, rather than holding things with that sort of that fist of the. That, like the monkey that can't let go, this just opening, just, and really have working with that image in the mind as we breathe in, as we breathe out, really just opening the heart with that, opening that heart of awareness, so that it's not, and you see what there's, it's so much more peaceful, so much more satisfying, and that. Driving to make the practice work, driving to make our desires satisfied, driving to make the world conform to my views and opinions of how I think it should be, and to make everything work according to me and my